Okay, speaking of technology, that's the next item on the list, which is 1092.
Accept the quarterly technology oversight committee report from the chief administrative officer.
Good morning. That's a hard act to follow.
It is indeed.
So good luck with that. Wow, that was really great. Mm-hmm. Impressed. Yeah. Totally impressed.
Were they all in Catlin Gable?
No, they were from multiple schools.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning there, Commissioners. I'm Jen Clodius, a senior management analyst in the Office of Management and Finance, and I'm the support staff for your Technology Oversight Committee. With me are Jeff Baer, the Director of Bureau of Technology Services, Wilfred Pinfold, there, who is Mayor Hale's representative on the TOC, and Ken Neubauer, Commissioner Fish's representative to the TOC. We're here to present information from the quarterly report for July through September of this year. As you know, TOC is made up of five community members appointed by you. The other members are Joshua Mitchell, Diana Garcia, and Colleen Gadbois. We're going to project some dashboards where applicable. Ken will be updating the report itself, and Jeff will be giving you the results of the most recent meeting, which was just last Monday. So we have an update a month beyond this report. So with that, let me see if I can find the correct PowerPoint. Okay, the first project up is ITAP.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Ken Neubauer. I am joined by fellow TOC member Wilfred Pinfold. Today we are presenting the TOC's quarterly report for the months of July, August, and September. The format will be as follows. I will provide the TOC's assessment of the project, followed by BTS Bureau Director Jeff Baer's real-time assessment of that project. For some projects, there may be other bureau directors, project staff, as well as outside vendors that may wish to comment on that project at your discretion. The first project is the Information Technology Advanced Project, also known as ITAP. For reference, ITAP was one of the first projects brought to the TOC 4 years ago. At that time, the project had not yet selected a vendor. Approximately 1 year later, 2012, the project selected the current vendor. This project's goals are to develop paperless permit and case management processes and allows complete online access to the permitting and case review services. Project deliverables include digitizing and online assessing of historical permits and property information, implementation of an updated permit and case review, information management system, online case and permit application and review services, mobile online access for field staff, and implementation of an automated queuing system. The TOC continues to have concerns around this project's duration, budget, and scope, and overall performance. Some of the major accomplishments this last quarter, the project continues to work on amending contracts to remedy contract gaps and rebaseline the project. Upcoming milestones for the next quarter is rebaselining the project, address development environmental support, make adjustments for interfaces moved in and out of scope, address gaps resulting from phase one gap analysis. Again, the risk concerns for the TOC. The TOC continues to be concerned about the project schedule and volume of remaining work. For the quarter, both the TOC and QA assess all aspects, competence, budget, and scope of this project as read. This should come as no surprise to anyone that has been following this project. The TOC would like to stress that it's our opinion this project is not in distress due to the efforts by BDS or BTS, but rather the primary vendor selected to provide this capability. You will likely hear how the vendor is going to turn things around. It is my opinion that while the vendor possessed the capabilities at the time the project was awarded, they have since lost that capability along with the entire team, 17 people. They have had to hire new employees to staff the project. These new employees will likely be developing the skills to fulfill this project's requirements on this project, thus taking longer and costing more than what was originally proposed to the city. Jeff?
Good morning, Mayor Hales, members of City Council, Jeff Baer, Director of the Bureau of Technology Services. I'm going to keep my remarks brief, but I wanted to provide some key updates to the report that you have in front of you specific to the ITAP project. And although the, as Ken indicates, all the primary indicators are still in red, and I don't think that's surprising given the last 3 months of activity that we've been going forward. But I would characterize this phase that we've been in as a demonstration period, which is to allow the city to make some very informed decisions here in the near future. And I think that there is a level of optimism. I know I, along with some representatives from PBOT, have been more involved in the project, meeting quite frequently with Paul Scarlett and his team. And I think I'll reserve my comments for now and reserve those for questions afterwards, because I know Paul and his team have some more detailed information to provide for you about what to expect over the next couple months. Plus, we have a representative here from Sierra Cedar, who is the vendor on this project.
Thank you, Jeff. The next project is a lien accounting system, which is used to record and manage assessments and liens for the city, as required by city charter and Oregon state law. The application is written in an old programming language as one of two remaining applications on the mainframe, which was scheduled to be decommissioned on July 1, 2015. Because of the tight timeline and resource constraints, the decision was made to rewrite the existing system using a more modern programming language and transfer it to a Windows environment. The status of this is lien has been the sole remaining application on the mainframe since July 1st and has had to absorb all the costs associated with it. The TOC has concerns about the month-to-month schedule, push, and ongoing cost. Some of the major accomplishments this past quarter were completing some of the parallel testing and bug fixes. Their upcoming milestone is to complete cutover. And under risk, the project is months past its original cutover date, and the TOC is concerned about month-to-month schedule push and ongoing cost. For the quarter, the TOC assessed confidence and budget as red, with scope remaining green. Jeff?
So I'm just pleased to announce that our go-live cutover for the lien accounting system is actually this coming, begins Thursday this week, tomorrow, at 5 p.m., and then on Friday, the legacy system will begin to be turned off and no longer available. So we have a cutover plan right in front of us. All indications are that we're ready to go, and beginning with the city's next accounting period, which coincides on Monday, November 2nd, all work will be performed in the new lien accounting system.
Outstanding. Thank you, Jeff. The last project is a PCI payment gateway project. This project is to address the city's requirement to meet payment card industry, PCI, and data security standards, DSS, as part of the merchant service contract as required by card networks, Visa, MasterCard, and American Express Discover, and JCB International. The city does not currently meet PCI DSS 3.0 standards and is required to remediate the card processing environment or adopt other means of processing card payments to enable the city to be compliant by December 31, 2015. Current status is the TOC originally requested that this project be presented as two separate efforts, the payment gateway and the overall PCI remediation. As of the end of the quarter, the payment gateway effort has been progressing very well, and we have no concerns with it. Regarding the overall PCI remediation, the TOC continues to be concerned about project duration given deadlines. However, I suspect you'll hear some positive news from Mr. Baer when I'm finished. Major accomplishments for this quarter. Migration work with NIC is almost complete. It's part of the payment gateway aspect. Collaboration with impacted bureaus, given their decisions to cease taking payment card information over the phone. Some of the upcoming milestones for the next quarter. The PINPAD point-of-sale solution is close to finish, and PINPADs are scheduled to be deployed and installed by 9/25. Under risk concerns and comments, as noted, the TOC continues to be concerned about the project duration given deadlines. For the quarter, the TOC assessed all aspects, confidence, budget, and scope of the payment gateway aspect of the project to be green. For full PCI remediation, the TOC assesses all aspects, confidence, budget, and scope as red, with the exception of scope, which increased to yellow for the last month of the quarter. Jeff?
Ken? So we've had a lot of work continuing to migrate away from the city's payment gateway. We are currently sitting at 98% of all transaction volume going through what is now a PCI-compliant gateway, hosted gateway, and we have a very clear executable plan for the next 2 months, and we are positioned to be in a PCI-compliant state by the end of December. So we are on track for that, and in fact, our external auditor was on site to conduct an initial review the week of October 12, so a couple weeks ago, and will be returning before the end of the year to complete the review. And we expect this audit to validate all the work that has been done to comply with these very complex PCI requirements. And we've also had a number of discussions with our banking partners, which indicate they are very pleased with the progress being made. And I do want to say very specifically that this has been a very collaborative effort working with the affected bureaus. And we recognize that some of these changes are very difficult, but we do want to recognize these efforts and the support that we've had to help us get to this point. So we are on track to report back at the end of this calendar year that we are in a PCI compliant state.
The end of the calendar year.
End of the calendar year, correct.
That is all.
Okay. Questions, concerns,
points to make? I thought I'd maybe just add some perspectives. I know we're going to have BDS and our Sierra Cedar representative, but I just thought I'd, on the ITAP project, add a little perspective. Since I received the Bureau of Development Services in July, mid-July, I sponsored an executive stakeholder retreat on August 15th, which happened to be a Saturday, by the way, and we had over 35 city employees participate in that retreat, and all of the bureaus expressed, they have concerns about ITAP, but they also underscored the importance of the ITAP project for the functioning of the city. So I was very heartened that so many employees took time out on a Saturday in mid-August to participate in this stakeholder retreat. I've also met with Sierra Cedar Senior Executive Kevin Bryant, who is here today. I met with him on August 31st to lay out a 90-day demonstration plan and terms. Sierra Cedar led a plan and mitigation presentation on September 16th. The meeting was attended by city executives from BDS, PBOT, and Bureau of Technology Services. An action plan was developed from those conversations at this meeting and is actively being managed during the 90-day period. The 90-day demonstration period started on September 23rd, and I will continue to rely on Director Scarlett and Rebecca Sponsel for leadership and monitoring of the 90-day demonstration period. And following the 90-day demonstration period, I will be making a decision on the next steps. I just wanted to add that perspective. And I welcome, I really appreciate Jeff Baer of the Bureau of Technology Service coming on board in a more visible way. Appreciate that.
Other advice that you and the other members of our volunteer committee might have for, it sounds like we're about out of the woods on the lien accounting system.
I think
we're on the way to PCI compliance.
Lien and PCI are headed the right way.
Obviously the ITAP's the big worry here. So
everybody believes, including the TOC members, that the capability that the project is asking for, the city desperately needs. What I don't think everybody is in concurrence with is, do you have the right person, right vendor providing those capabilities? Do you need to look at a different approach? You're multiple years into it, and you're looking at multiple more years. Typically, IT projects that span 4, 5, 6, 7 years, they tend to have a higher failure rate, and that's a concern you should be worried about.
I have a question for either Ken or Jeff. In these reports, I think you do a very laudable job presenting us with updates and assessments. The question I wanted to ask you is, do you feel you have the latitude, unfettered latitude, to make recommendations to us as opposed to doing a risk assessment? Do you feel in these proceedings you have a satisfactory charge to give us affirmative recommendations for future action, even if those recommendations are potentially not shared by the Bureau or for other teammates?
I believe I can speak for most of the TOC, saying we feel comfortable that we can bring issues to both Jeff or Fred Miller, which I believe is who we officially report to, or our individual council members, which we have done in the past, back a couple of years ago with the Water Bureau project. That was one that we felt really required some attention, and we brought it to your attention, and you acted accordingly.
Let me just give you a context. Mayor recently led a process where we considered options for the Portland building. And quite frankly, none of the options were great. But I think one of the things about that process that was really helpful and constructive is a panel of experts were asked to review the options and make recommendations. And none of us up here are developers or people that do the professional work of deciding about the fate of a building. I found it very helpful to have a group of experts come in and say, this is our best recommendation. And then we could accept or reject it, and it turns out we accepted it. I find sometimes, Ken, when I'm listening to these presentations, that I don't always understand the language that you folks speak as you're walking through the presentation, because I'm not an IT person. And the reason that I asked you to be my representative is that's your work. So I have a harder time following some of the narrative, but the part that I just want you to know that we have delegated to you is to give us the recommendations. And at the point in which you think we should cut our losses or take a hard line or that we're going down the wrong road, I hope you feel fully empowered to give us that advice, because the most useful part of this presentation for me is the coding, because I can sort of follow the red and green and yellow. But in terms of the narrative, you lose me a little bit because it's a highly technical field. And so I'm looking for big picture stuff. And if you get to a point where you've lost confidence in a vendor or you think we're going down the wrong path, I'm looking for you to actually tell us that.
I think at the end of this 90 days, we'll all should have a pretty good idea of what it looks like. And we'll probably look at, you know, do we need to make a different type of recommendation or are we still on the right path?
Thank you very much.
And if I could also answer that question for myself as BTS director, I've had many conversations directly with Matt Grimm from Commissioner Saltzman's office, provided a number of recommendations, and plus with reporting directly to Fred Miller, I don't feel any hurdles in front of me as far as making those recommendations.
Other questions or concerns from the council? And Wolford, are we going to hear from you as well, or are you just on standby?
I'm just on standby.
Okay. Well, thank you all very much. Thank the committee for your work. We really appreciate
BDS panel.
And yes, now, so I want to bring up BDS and your team. Give us your report and your prognosis, please.
Okay. Sure, you can come over here. Musical chairs. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Paul Scarlett, Director for Bureau of Development Services and sponsor of the ITAP project. Things I was going to share, a lot of it has been shared by the TOC member and Jeff. I can highlight that ITAP project continues to be critically important to the city for the benefits that will be achieved and yield to the customers and our employees and the citizens. The aspects around the delays and the scope are shared, the concerns. We have been monitoring those delays, have been working collaboratively with the vendor to manage those as best as we can. There's a handout that you're looking at that chronologically shares some of the highlights and progress and accomplishments since end of July, since the last time we reported to you as part of the TOC report. It does highlight a number of accomplishments, which are key to showing some progress. I'm, like Jeff, optimistic that over the next couple of months, we'll continue to see progress and be able to make hopefully a good recommendation in concert with Commissioner Saltzman about which direction we go into the new year with the vendor in this project. The team continues to work very diligently. I'm very thankful for the collaborative approach that we've taken with Sarah, as well as the interagency bureaus. Maurice Henderson, PBOT deputy director, has joined the executive team and meeting with us weekly, as well as Jeff Beer. And sometimes it's a phone call meeting or in-person meeting, and we're going through scope, budget, deliverables, information shared from the team, gathered by Rebecca Sponsel, the ITAP project manager, and Sierra's ITAP project manager. We are, I think at this point, the focus is on this 90-day demonstration period, and we're a month into it. We've seen some progress. For context, to be clear, there's a 90-day demonstration period that calls out a specific module. It's the land use module. And concert with that as running in tandem or concurrently is the rest of the project. So there are two things being monitored within this 90-day period. One of them can't go any slower than the rest, sort of thing. They need to be running concurrently together to be able to provide a comprehensive review and assessment by the end of the 90-day period. So I have a number of things that I can share, but I will yield my time because this is the first time we're having an executive person from the vendor, Sarah Cedar, present here at Council, and pretty excited to turn this over to Kevin Bryant, the general manager for Sarah Cedar, for him to share his perspectives.
Thanks. Thank you. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you, Mayor, Commissioners. Thank you for having me. In way of background, I'm Kevin Bryant, general manager for Sierra Cedar. I have responsibility for our public sector practice, which includes the Infor practice and all of our projects, including ITAP. For some of you who aren't quite as familiar, we're about 1,000 resources in terms of our firm, and within the public sector, our Infor practice is a very meaningful practice. We do business and have done business for quite some time in the space. We're probably the largest, if not one of the largest, systems integrators, and you evaluated that. You saw that at the point of selection. The city of Boston is a successful implementation. We continue to do work there. The scope and, you know, the project, not so dissimilar from Portland. City of Minneapolis, we started shortly after your project, and we've continued down that path. City of Las Vegas, City of Long Beach. We have a very significant capacity in the marketplace. Infor will tell you that, as will the market, and we're very confident in our ability to deliver on the commitments that we've made here. With that said, those projects are not unlike the city of Portland in that projects change. You learn lessons as you move on. You adjust as you move on. And clearly we recognize the first several years had some challenges. And a good chunk of the last year has gone to compensating for that and adjusting. In one area, there have been resource changes. The resource changes, by and large, are past us. I think over the last year, we have been, by and large, consistent without staff turnover. We've had the same team in place, and we have very, you know, talented resources working. We've recently had a project manager change who replaced an interim project manager, and the interim project manager wasn't released. We have them now focusing on an operational part in tandem with Rebecca, so we've strengthened that. We've taken a lot of lessons learned on approaches. The city of Portland is a complicated environment with respect to this particular project. Everyone acknowledges that. We've taken a lot of time to refine the approaches in how we're going about delivering this project, and you're starting to see that bear fruit. As I met with Commissioner Saltzman back in July and then again, you know, with the executive meeting, I think it was clear that there were still two areas that we needed to focus on. Quality, number one, and the baseline and the schedule. And until the schedule evolved, it would continue to be in the red, and quality was an important area. So we've identified land use, as Paul has mentioned, and we're tracking to target. And over the course of this 90 days, we expect that to result in a rebaseline of the project with a very strong level of confidence that we can deliver. And along with that, we're entertaining all sorts of areas where we can expedite the schedule. And so we expect the results of that to come in the December timeframe, and it will be provided to your attention. We look forward to that. And from my perspective, a lot of the lessons learned, it's a joint project on both ends, have been made. The teams have been working well together for the last year. We expect to continue working well, and we continue to have momentum with accomplishments. And I think you'll see that in the actual activity and the deliverables as we get toward the tail end of this year. And so thank you again for having me, and I look forward to the next 90 days and reporting back in the December timeframe.
Thank you. Questions?
Why did you all pick land use as the demonstration project? It seems to me that's one of the most complicated.
I'll defer to Rebecca. There's a lot of decisions.
There were several options open to us at this point. It was a discrete amount of work. We've already split land use into two components and had completed the first. We were scheduled to start land use in August, and we did that on schedule. We were able to also complete that in the 90 days. We had considered the commercial permit, but that is the largest item that we have in the whole project from a permit perspective, and that was not achievable in a 90-day window. Okay.
If I could add one little bit more of information, we've been looking at this closely and wondering, are there areas we can have some early wins, if you will? And so we've identified an electronic plan review aspect to hopefully get implemented next year, 2016. To do that, we essentially had some collaborative conversations with Sarah to allow the contract to be separated out, and they agreed to release any constraints so we could work directly with Evolve. And that's something that we feel could come early, and our customers and staff could utilize electronic plan review, reduce papers, and all that stuff. So that's an anticipated early win, and it won't impact the rest of the project, and the interface will occur at some later time.
Other questions for now? So I know in a consulting firm, you personnel come and go, but I guess I think the disruption of the turnover was pretty severe. How would you assess the likelihood that we'll have the same team the remainder of the project?
I think there's a high degree of likelihood that you're going to have a continuity with the team moving forward and looking back, and your team can testify to this. The majority of the turnover was early on and in the early year of the project, and over the last year we've had a lot of continuity. And where we've made adds, it's typically been adding on top of the resources that we have and improving upon what we have. And so I would expect continuity moving forward.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other questions? Thank you all very much. And we'll see if there's any public testimony on this item before we take a motion to accept the report. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay, thank you all. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Novick.
Thank you all very much. I really appreciate all the time that you put in, and it's your shining example of civic involvement in the city of Portland. Aye.
Fritz.
Yes, thank you very much to the Technology Oversight Committee for all of your work, and to the team at Bureau of Development Services and throughout the city. I was pleased to hear that the TOC agrees that the city staff have been doing everything that we could be doing and continues to do so. I really appreciate that. Of course, this isn't the first time that we've had a discussion about whether to continue with the current vendor. That was something that I looked at when I was in charge of development services soon after I got the project, having been started under the previous commissioner. And at that time, we decided that the best thing to do was to continue moving forward with the current vendor. So I appreciate Commissioner Saltzman now putting that on the table in public, and we'll have that public discussion as to whether the current vendor can provide the services contracted for. Thank you for your work on this. Aye.
Yeah, let me just add my voice of thanks to the committee, and particularly to Ken, who's been a constant on this, and really appreciate the expertise that he brings from his work at the Standard. And thank you for your work. Aye.
I, too, want to once again thank the Technology Oversight Committee for their outstanding work. Thank you, Ken and Wilfred, for being here today. And thank you, Kevin Bryant from Sierra Cedar, for being here, too. It's a little bit being in the hot seat, but that's what it's all about. So anyway, we appreciate the work everybody's doing and we on all these projects, and pleased to accept the report. Aye.
Hales? Well, ditto to those comments, and this is big stuff, big dollars, big risks. I think it's important to remember that also with the ITAP project, there's a big benefit, not just to us as an operation. Maybe we see those benefits on some ISD projects more internally, but this one has a huge external benefit once it's operational, that people are used to paperless transactions and they'll be able to do their permitting work in a paperless environment, which is overdue here and operational in other cities. So this is one that again, completed well, is going to pay off for the citizens of this city, and I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, we do have to successfully complete the project, have it work the way it's intended, be able to adapt to changes that the council makes or that occur in building technology or any other way affect what Paul and you and your bureau do. But this is really a big deal for the community, and the sooner we can get it working and having it working well, the better. So please continue. And again, committee members, thank you for your willingness to look us in the face and say, this is a big problem, you got to do something about it, or this is a big problem, and you should continue. And facts are friendly, and good advice is never punished. So I don't think you're going to hold back, but please don't. Thank you all very much. Aye.